Time to put item number three up on the board. As always, the head coach of the Giants, Ben McAdoo, joins us. And, Coach, obviously after a two-game road trip back in your home building, how important is it to sort of reestablish that home dominance?
Yeah, you know, it was great getting out there on the field today. The guys had a lot of energy. They're excited to play back at home again. Two tough venues on the road. Tough road trip. Definitely excited to get in front of the fans again.
Coach, at first glance, when you look at this latest defeat, you say, wow, there's a lot going wrong here. But then at second glance, you see plays that could have been made, opportunities that may have been missed, which the margin of error is very slim when you have some injuries, but you can see on a positive note where there were plays to be made.
Yeah, absolutely. There are no moral victories, as we all know, but you know there are a handful of plays in that game that could have made a big difference in the ball game. Throw here, throw there, completion here, completion there, a block on a kick return. We had a lot of opportunities to cash in on some big plays. And when you play an opponent like that in a venue like that, in a team that was as fresh as they were, you have to cash in on those opportunities.
Coach, speaking of those opportunities, on the defensive side of the ball as well, I mean, Janoris Jenkins gets a couple interceptions. But you guys were so good tackling in the first couple games of the season. And there were some opportunities to get guys on the ground last week that, you know, instead of forcing a punt, it's a fresh set of downs. What are some of the things that you've talked about with your team as far as getting back to being consistent tackling?
Well, it's not much about talking. It's about working. And we hit the field this week. We just had a padded practice here today, and that's really where the focus is. You know, you practice our LT and SNE periods and getting after the Duke and taking care of the Duke. And we had a chance to work on our tackling here today and focus on a little bit yesterday. But we have a normal week. So we jumped back in our normal week of preparation, and really the physical part of things is where we needed to work, so we got right back to the fundamentals.
Let's look at this week coming up. You've got a defensive front. They stand up sometimes. They do a lot of twists and turns in there. What are the challenges as it relates to regarding the QB?
Well, you know, first things first is it's a big physical group. It's a heavy-handed group. They're thick in the lowers. And they really want to play one-on-one football. They want to get you in the phone booth, and they want to knock you around a little bit. So they'll do some twisting. They'll show you some different looks. But at the end of the day, they want to line up, and they want to bring six up, and they want to bring six, and they want to win their one-on-one matchup. So we have to be better fundamentally and physically in our one-on-one matchups first and foremost, whether it's in the pass protection or whether it's in the run game. But they do a nice job there. They have a nice package. We'll be ready for them schematically. And the emphasis is on our fundamentals in the one-on-one matchups.
On the other side of the ball, Coach, obviously they made a coaching change this week. Marty Mordenweg elevated to offensive coordinator. It's not as if he doesn't have a resume, so there's things that you can go back and look at. How much do you expect them to change coming into this week? Can you change that much from week to week?
Well, in this league, it's tough to have a wholesale change week to week. So there are some things that they'll change up schematically. They'll have some curveballs in there. The tendencies will probably change. You know, when you have a new guy calling it, they'll revert back to who they are. I don't expect much to change with the X's and O's. And really, you just have to trust your scheme. You know, we have a ton of reps in training camp in the offseason with our second year in the system defensively. So you trust your system. You trust your players. You put them in position to be successful, and then you let them play.
Now, on their offensive side of the ball, they've got Mike Wallace, who's a big, deep threat guy, fast guy, quarterback who can throw the ball deep. What are the challenges for the defense in terms of what they present?
Well, what they have some vertical speed in Mike Wallace, and then Steve Smith, as we all know, is a guy that he can be physical downfield and usually comes up with the 50-50 balls just because of his mindset and how physical he is and how bad he wants it. So we have to be ready to play late in the down and be our best late in the down with the ball in the air because, as we all know, Joe can put some air under that thing and leave it hanging up there for a while.
And then, conversely, a lot of Giants fans probably don't know who Terrence West is. But here's a guy over the last two games that has run it effectively. Last week in the first quarter, they had almost 75 yards rushing against Washington. Talk about him as a back being physical and some of the things you have to be aware of defensively against him.
They have a bunch of decent backs, you know, guys, good backs that they use, and they use them by committee, and they each have a little bit of a different role. So it's important to know who's in the game and what the situation is. It'll help us because it impacts what calls are coming out. And they have a good group of backs that play with great balance, they play with great leverage, and they're instinctive. So we have to be sound with our gap control.
Coach, best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you.